Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
The second one is curiosity. And so this sales success trait is important in two ways also. There's the standard, like being curious of everything. And specifically, the first one that you want to be curious about is your company, what you do, what you sell, what's in the landscape of your product or service, what is, who is it that you serve, who else is in competition, if you will. I'm not a big fan of looking at competition. I generally don't make that a big deal when I'm working with companies or working with their reps. You want to be aware of them, but you don't want to be worried about competition. When you're having sales calls with your prospects, if you're focused on undermining the competition or winning against the competition, you're giving that too much energy experience. You should just be better. And the rest of the competition doesn't matter as much. So you want to be curious about everything to do with what you're selling, how it works, and the value to your prospects. What I see a lot is people get into a sales role, especially again, if they're at the order taker end of the spectrum or in the middle, if you're getting average results, if you're closing deals somewhat, you have a lot of ups and downs. What I find is that person isn't necessarily really curious and diving in to knowing as much as possible about the company, the product or service, and the value to the customers. They got a job, they needed a job, maybe this is you, and you went through the training, and you feel like you learned enough, and you can have these conversations. But again, if you want to move to quota breaker status, if you want to move to being a sales professional, the key is you've got to know the game that you're playing. You've got to know what you're offering. And again, this is one part that I see a lot, which we'll talk about later on in these sessions, is understanding the true value that you are providing to your prospects. Not what the company told you, not what's in the brochure, not the features and benefits, not what they covered in training, but like the real life-changing value. No matter what you're selling, there is life-changing value in anything being sold. You've got to understand that. And then you sell from that point, which is totally different than how a lot of people sell. So you want to be curious about that. Here's the other part. And this is where I see very successful salespeople, natural salespeople, who if they get into a sales role and they take off faster than anyone else, it's usually this trait here, which is curiosity about prospective client. It's about that prospect. It's about that lead and being curious about everything relating to them, their situation, where they've been, where they're at, where they want to be, where they want to go to, what problems they're facing, what goals they have, like anything and everything around that person, they are curious. They make it about them. I will say, like, I am, this is live. I'm making this live right now. It's the 27th. I actually had coffee with somebody, Mark Evans, earlier today, met him for the first time. He's in sales as well. He's been selling longer than me, doing more sales-related stuff. Anyone who knows my background, I wasn't supposed to be in sales. Then I came into sales and then I left and I came back and I left. And anyway, he was asking me a ton of questions. Just so curious. I felt bad because I was doing most of the talking, but he was asking questions and it was fun. But if there was a curiosity, there's that piece. I know why he is successful at what he does because of that curiosity. And there's one thing, if you can work on it. I will tell you for myself, when I was younger, and for me in general, I've always been curious, but it's generally been about non-people things, if you will. So in my background growing up, I went through a dinosaur phase, and then I went through a shark phase, and then I went into marine biology, like curious about science, about math, about creatures, about, things like that, just curious in general, but not about people. I didn't have a great relationship with people. I was somewhat curious, but that wasn't really my natural mode. Then what happened is I got into sales in 2002. I was almost 27. got into my first sales role and realized then that it was about being curious. It was about asking questions. It was about trying to figure out more about that person to then be able to serve them with the best solution, right? In mortgages, there was a ton of different options. You might say, okay, well, it's easy. You want to buy a house, here's the mortgage. No, there's lots of options. There's good options. There's better options. There's worse options, depending on that person's situation. And so what would make sense for them? And so that's when I learned to shift and really hone in on curiosity for people and understanding them. And so I know what that's like to go from not very curious, not really care, to just understanding that people are so complex. Everyone has a story and I want to get to know them. And then that helps with the sales process. So work on those two things. The openness that I talked about in the first part is very important, but the openness is reactivity. If we think about it, being open is I'm open to what happens. Okay, my boss says, here's a new script. Now I've got to react to it. I'm open to what happens. I got a new process, or I should do this. Okay, now I'm ready. Curiosity to me is about being proactive. And there's a big difference with the people who I see struggle in sales, who are doing okay in sales and maybe think they shouldn't be in sales. And then the people who are on a path to doing amazing things in their sales role or are already there. The difference is that they're open and curious, and curiosity is proactive. Curiosity is, I am seeking something. I am looking for some value. I'm looking for a way to be better. I'm looking for a way to help more people. I'm looking at ways to be just more valuable in general. So the openness is reactive, and that's okay. That's what we want. That's why I covered that first, because I think that's important. You want to be open to what happens and be okay with it and then react. Curiosity is about being proactive and seeking it. And the more you can share, the more you can be proactive and curious and seeking information about anything, you will be successful.